After affirming the forgiveness of sins and bodily resurrection, the Apostles' Creed concludes with the wonderful aspect of salvation referred to as life everlasting. The concept of everlasting life, often called eternal life, is very familiar to most Christians. But what does it really mean to live eternally? What is eternal life?
Eternal life is a concept that John seems to love talking about. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life, life everlasting. And life is not so much a quantity, but as a quality in John's gospel. Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and have it in all its fullness and all its abundance. So for sure, the confidence a believer has is that when they die, they will spend eternity with God. But John seems to also speak about it as being a quality, life that we can enjoy because we know the one who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Life of being reborn again, able to live the life that we should do in right relationship with God. So it's something that is a great celebratory note in John's gospel. Eternal life is what Jesus came to give us, and it begins even now.
You know, the words that come together as eternal life come to us so easily because we encounter them so often in Scripture. We know that one of the gifts of our salvation through Christ is eternal life. But you know, we are chronological creatures. That's just the way we think. We think in terms of seconds and minutes and hours and days and months and years. And so it's easy for us to think that eternal life is the life we know now, just with a longer calendar, a calendar that never ends. That's not actually the biblical notion of eternal life. The first meaning of eternal life in Scripture is that it is life in God. It is God who is eternal. That one of the contrasts between God and we who are His human creatures is that we're very temporal. We feel time. But God is timeless. And by the atonement that Christ has achieved for us, those who are in Christ enter into the eternal life of God. And so eternal life means we are alive in Christ with God forever. It's not just a calendar that never runs out of pages. It's a state of existence which is grounded in God Himself and in the fact that He is eternal. But you know, the second word there in that couplet's really important, the word life. Because in the Scripture, there's a contrast between life and death. And after the judgment, there's a contrast between eternal life and the second death. So eternal life also is an affirmation that in Christ, those whose sins are forgiven, we know life with God and Christ forever. We are forever in the presence of God. We enter into a state of existence which is timeless, eternal, that is all about the glory of God and the comfort and joy and exhilaration of being in God's presence and praising Him forever. The contrast to that is hell, defined as a second death. So what we're talking about here with eternal life is not just length in eternity. It's the richness of being with Christ and having fellowship with God rather than spending eternity in hell.